Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hey, and welcome to another edition of Home Based Business 101, your YTB work from home show. And as you know, in the mornings at 8 o'clock in the morning, we have the exciting Jet Set morning call with fourth level directors James and Marcia Pruitt, millionaires in the company. And part of the wave of the 10,000 new millionaires is coming into being by the creation of YTB. And if you want to get in on this train, hey, make sure you stay tuned with us. Listeners, they share inside secrets of how to build your business and what it takes to get to that level. And just hold on. I'm going to bring up the call, and I'll be sharing some commentary with you at the end of their call this morning. So thank you for tuning in this morning. Be patient, hold on, and it's going to take a few seconds, and I'll be bringing up the call.
Number. Let me give that number to you again. It is area 512-404-1250. I remember to make sure to let your team know about that call as well. As I mentioned, we are blitzing all the way to the YTB convention, but tonight you want to grab a couple of friends and have them on the call tonight because they'll get to hear a great business presentation. Now, the call tonight, because it's Wednesday, at 8:30 p.m., Central Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the business presentation will be done on the YTB conference call hotline. And here is that number. It is area 641-594-7505. You will want to grab a couple of friends and have them listen to this business presentation done tonight at 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern Time. Tonight we're going to have James Pruitt, Roland Notorious, and Craig Sweet on the line. So you know it will be a great business presentation and great time to ask a couple of friends just to listen to a business. Now, when you have Spanish-speaking friends, you want to get them on this line tonight, 9 p.m. Central Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to have a great business presentation all done in Spanish by our director, Fabian Martinez, and our Sapphire President's Club ring wearer, Noah and Linda Matos. Okay, so that's going to be tonight on this line, 9 p.m. Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. As I mentioned before, we are blitzing all the way to the YTB convention, which is next week. Wow. August 6th through the 10th, we're going to meet all of you guys in St. Louis. And please let your team know they can still go. They can still register. They can still get maybe a last-minute deal. You never know. But have them encourage people to go. Remember what Jerome was saying yesterday? He decided to go 2 or 3 days right before the convention. That's when he decided to go. So we still want to push and encourage our team to go to the YTB convention. And if you have time, still try to get everyone to pre-register for those YTB University classes. We've got several of our Jet Set directors that are also teaching those classes. Just to let you know, if you want to look for some of our Jet Set directors, you'll be looking for Graham Harris. He's teaching a class. And then Joanna Moore, Rachel Moore, and Graham Harris are teaching a class. Roland and Michelle Latouris, they're teaching a class. So are Dean and Cindy Coffin, and David and Sherry Ogg, Craig Sweet, Carone March, and, of course, James and Marcia Pruitt. So I'll just give you a little bit of a hint. If you wanted to hang out with the Jet Set, we would surely love to have you next week. And then, of course, everyone has got Friday night, August 8th, blocked off their schedule. Now, we're going to get started at 9 p.m. That's going to be 9 p.m. Central Time on Friday, August 8th night. We're going to do that in the YTB University classes. Now, the class number would be room number 120 to 132. Okay, so we've got a big space there, 120 to 132. We're going to be there at 9 p.m. on Friday night, our Jet Set Awards and Recognition Ceremony. I hope to see all of you there. Now, one last announcement, because I understand that if you are in the Miami, Florida area, then you'll want to stop by and see the Comer Twins. You know that? That's going to happen tonight. If you're in the area, let me give you the address. for a wonderful, wonderful business presentation that's going to take place in Miami, Florida. And that's going to be at the Don Shula Hotel at 6842 Main Street, and that's in Miami Lakes. That gets started about 7:15 tonight. So if you're in the Miami area, please come on out and see the Tomer Twins as we are all pushing towards the YTB convention. And I believe now it's time to bring in our lead. It's time to get started. Now, as you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He's our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Let's greet him this Wednesday morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning, champions across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning, Power Team leaders. Good morning, $10,000 Dream Bonus earners. Good morning, Presidents Club ring wearers. Good morning, directors and Circle of Champions. Good morning to each and every one of you. And I want to say a very, very special good morning to the Alaska founders out there for the Jet Set. I'm talking about RC, Kim Anderson, Mary Lewis. You know, it's 4 a.m. right now in Alaska, and they're on this call. That's determination. That's wanting to win. That's not giving up. That's doing what it takes to make it. Our hats are all off to you. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I heard a story one time that always stuck with me. I believe it was Circle of Champions David Funk that told me this story. You know, it was a story about Jeremiah. And Jeremiah was a gentleman that lived down in the deep, deep south. And he was walking down just a beautiful country way, and such a wonderful morning it was, and the wind was blowing, and the sun had just peaked its head up, and all the birds were fluttering and singing. It was just a beautiful morning. He was just going for a nice morning walk. And as he was walking and waving to people who sat out there on their porches early in the morning, you know, he began to hear a terrible, terrible noise. This noise was just gut-wrenching. It was a moan. It was just a painful sigh. It was just a terrible, terrible noise. And the closer he walked, every step he took, the noise got louder and louder. And it just sounded like somebody was in so much pain. It was just a screeching noise. It was just hurt the ear. But the closer and closer he got to the upcoming house, the louder and louder the noise became. And it just really began to bother him. And he looked over on the porch, and he saw an old man sitting there in a rocking chair. And the older guy was just sitting there rocking this morning. And the guy waved and said, "Good morning, how are you?" And Jeremiah said, "I'm doing good this morning. Do you hear that?" And he said, "Excuse me?" He said, "Do you hear that noise? Man, that sounds terrible. What is that?" And he motioned over to his hound dog that was laying there on the porch. "Oh, that's my dog." He said, "Your dog?" He stopped walking for a moment and just started talking to the gentleman. He said, "I don't understand. That's your dog right there by you? Why is he making that noise? Sounds like he's in pain." And the older gentleman just kind of said, "Oh, yeah, he's laying here on a nail." And Jeremiah thought, "Laying on a nail? Why doesn't he get up? Why didn't he move? Why didn't he get off the nail?" And the older gentleman just kind of smiled and said, "Well, it just doesn't hurt bad enough, does it?" You know, when I heard that story for the very first time, it reminded me of a lot of people. It reminds me of people that just moan and groan and complain. And they complain about their husband. They complain about their wife. They just moan and complain. Every time you work with them, you know what I'm talking about. They complain about their job. Complain about the economy, the price of gas. They just complain, just moan and moan. But they don't want to do anything to change that. They just want to moan about it and complain about it. See, it doesn't hurt bad enough to do something about it. It just hurts bad enough to moan and complain and complain. Oftentimes, ladies and gentlemen, we wait till our back's up against the wall before we really get off our mark, before we really start coming out charging. We wait till we have to make this work before we really become excited, really become, and then there's that look of desperation in our eyes. Well, I want you to know this morning that you don't have to wait till your back's up against the wall. You can start today charging like a champion. You can start today coming out the block. You see, ladies and gentlemen, most of us just moan and complain, but some of us go out and do something about it. We make something happen. If it's 10 o'clock in the morning and you're at home, you're not working. You got to leave your house if you're full-time. If you're going on your lunch hour, you're not telling somebody about this business. At your lunch hour, at your job, somebody you met, You're not working. Ladies and gentlemen, it's work that makes this happen. That's what's so special about the people on this call, is that you know how to make things happen. You are creators of your own destiny. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you can't get to second base with one foot on first base. And sometimes we're trying to get to the next base. We're trying to get from first base to second base. We're trying to get there, but you get one foot on first. I don't care how hard you try, you just won't get there because you got one foot on first base. But if you let go of something in your life, maybe it's the television, sitting there watching it glued to it all the time. If you just let go of first base, you can get to second base. Just let go. Leave it. Step away from the nail. Step away from first base. Just leave where you are and go on to where you deserve to be, and that's on the next level. Ladies and gentlemen, it's such a pleasure to speak to all of you this morning. I want to pause for a second and bring on my partner in success. You know him. He's everybody's hero, ladies and gentlemen. He's a third-level director, and I'm talking about a big-time, big-time bonus earner and a multiple President's Club ring wearer. And, yes, he is seen with his naked eye, the Cape Crusader that saves lives at a single bound. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome everyone's hero, Mr. Roland Latouris. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, man, how you doing this morning, James? I remember that. I remember I used to moan and groan at work. In corporate, I was moaning. Oh, man, I don't want to be here, man. This thing is not right. I was moaning, man. You know, I decided to do a little something about it. I had started my businesses, James, and, you know, it got good. I was doing good, but I was always there. And then I start moaning about that. I start getting sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I prayed. And then God answered my prayer. And he put this business in front of me. And then I just attacked the business because I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. James, I'm glad I got off that nail. I'm glad I stopped moaning. How you doing? Good looking.
Man, I'm feeling like a champion this morning, Roland. You know, you did what you knew. You know, you started a business when you were sick and tired of being sick and tired. You wouldn't have thought of something. But see, Roland, you were a creator. You were creating that. But that's what you knew. See, I just want to go back to you don't know what you don't know. And ladies and gentlemen, when you know about this business, it's our job to share. You know, Roland, think about this. I want to just take you back a few years. And I remember meeting a really, really sharp young man, good looking, had lots of style, always dressed well, always well-spoken, just had a presence about it. You know, we just became friends, and he was wanting to learn from you, Roland, learn from me. And he was just like a human sponge, walking around wanting to learn. And everywhere we went, he was right there. He's a young guy. You know, I remember taking a trip. I think it was the coach's birthday bash. You know, he said, James, can I talk to you for a second? I said, sure. We sat down and grabbed a plate. We're there in the cafeteria. You know, I love to eat, Roland. And we were sitting there, and we were just enjoying a meal. He said, man, I just want to be director so bad, and I feel like I'm doing the same thing. I've been at the same place for so long, James. I've been at the same level for so long. How do I get from where I am now to what's going on now to becoming a director? And I looked him in the eye, and I said, you know, it's something in your life, and I don't know what it is, but it's something in your life you're going to have to let go of. Something in your life. Right now you're doing all the right things, but your foot is stuck on first base. There's something you got to let go of, something you got to just let go in order to grow. And then when you get to where you want, you can always go back and pick that up, whatever that was, but you got to let go to grow. He said, man, I got it. And the next thing I know, this guy was a director. He was the youngest director in the company. Ladies and gentlemen, we have on the line this morning, he's a national director, where it's the President's Club Sapphire Ring. You know what that means. His income is between $100,000, a dollar shy of $1 million in a 12-month period. I want you to welcome to the call this morning, ladies and gentlemen, all of our friends, superstar director, Mr. Bass Clamp. Good morning, Bass. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, Zane. How about yourself?
And I'm feeling like a champion, brother. It's so good to have you on the call this morning, Bass. We've done so many calls together. God, we've done three-way calls. We've done conference calls. And we haven't had you on the call in a long time, man. What an honor and a pleasure it is. Bass, do me a favor, if you would. Just kind of walk those who may not be familiar with your personal story. And real quick, in about 60 seconds, just kind of walk them up to your experience here with YTB and how you got to where you are now. Just kind of take us through that. And once you kind of bring us up to the present, Bass, talk about, if you will, what it takes and what you're doing in order to get to the next level, and what it takes for the people on this call that are listening to do so, Bass. Take it away.
Definitely, man. And once again, James and Roland and Marcia Pru, I want to thank you guys for the leadership and for the people on the call. You guys don't understand how much these guys have been a blessing in my life and people just around the country as well. So I want to thank you for just having me on this call. It's a phenomenal call you guys do every single day, every morning to bless people, because you don't have to do it, but you have to do it, you know. So I definitely appreciate that as well for having me on. And for all the ones who are on the call for the first time, the ones who I've met before, once again, at Roller State, good morning. Like James said, when I got involved in the company, and for the ones who don't know my story, I didn't necessarily get involved for the money side of the business. I got in because I like to travel and save money, and that was my thing when I got in. I wanted to come in, save money, and that is what I did. And I was able to go on a phenomenal trip, or fam trip, as you say, and saved a lot of money. And when I got back in town, I was just so excited about it, and I started telling people. They didn't want to hear my story. They want to know how I did it. And when I told them how I did it, they started to get involved, and they started sending me checks. And I said, this thing is pretty easy, you know. So I then went to the gentleman that signed me up in the business and said, can you make a lot of money doing this? And when he finally showed me the plan, and you mean 10 months into the business, I didn't do anything. So on that 11th month, I decided to go ahead and step on to the next level. And 11 months later, when I became a national director, in that process, you know, prior to getting there, I was stuck in one place. I mean, when I went to that cruise, and I was kind of still stuck in one place, I did meet with you, James. I said, look here, I'm in the same place. And for the one on the call, I was just still a power team leader. You know, I hadn't got the 10,000 yet, so I was so consumed with getting to the next level. Out of the power team leader thing, I can't move, I can't get nowhere. What I got to do? I mean, this power team leader thing is great, you know, but this is the ultimate goal as director. And James said, you got to let some go. And understand that when I came to James, I told him, look, I know I'm not directly affiliated with you, but I'm a sponge. Just tell me what I have to do, and I'll do it. You know, I'm a student of the industry. I was always told pretty much you speak second. You listen first, you speak second. And James said, you got to let some go. And I had to sit back and just kind of think, what are you talking about? What do I have to let go? And if you're on the call, it's many different things, the layers you got to let go. From the constant negative news that James talks about to some of the friends you're around. Look, hey, I mean, everybody's not going to make it. We always hit the ball all the time. Well, I don't know if I want to get rid of some of my friends who've been there with me and who may be broke. You know, I don't know. Well, look here. I don't know how bad you want it, but I had to let some of those friends go, you know, and I had to let some of those people who was always negative in my life. I mean, they're still going to be friends, but they might not be with me on this journey, you know, and I had to stop watching that negative news and focus and gear myself and start doing things differently. The one main thing I had to not necessarily let go but had to do was read more. I mean, I'm a person that when I was in school, I was a visual learner. You know, give me a CD, a DVD, and I'm good. You know, if I had to read, you know, 2-3 pages, I'm putting that down. I just couldn't keep my mindset. And when James said, you got to be a reader, you know, readers are leaders. You know, leaders are readers. I said, well, I had to bite the bullet and do it. And it was hard in the beginning because I had a bad problem with reading through those 10 pages a day. And when I started to do that and finally get down to do it, it's amazing how we started to prosper and grow. And in those 11 months part-time, James, just doing that, working two jobs as well as full-time in school, we did get past the next level. I did finally move forward. I took off from there and became a national director at that time, and I was so excited, therefore going to the President's Club, Sapphire Ring. And in that journey, for what I hit at a very young age, people ask me all the time, but what did you do or how did you do it? I mean, I had to become very knowledgeable of the business, or at least know exactly what it was I was doing. So I consistently made sure I stayed around the people who were making it happen, because I knew when I presented it, I wanted to simply take out all the content of people thinking, or they're just a young man trying to do another hustle, you know. I wanted to make sure that I had so much of the information. I knew so much what the founders were looking for that they would look past my age. That was my game plan, you know. Maybe different for some of the people, but for me, I had to make sure that I get all the content from the James Pruitt. And as I was still staying in the mix, when I didn't have people going to meetings, I would go to meet myself with Rick Ricketts with a pad and a notepad, listen to people who are successful already, looking at people whose backgrounds and what they already do prior to YTB, and writing that information down. So when I came and I sat with somebody like a James Pruitt, who was in corporate America, Fortune 500 companies, I would say, man, you know, I got a business partner just like yourself who's doing phenomenal in this year. He's in a Fortune 500 company like yourself as well, you know. And I'm then showing that that person that we got people just like yourself, you know. But had I not been to that meeting, I'd have never knew of James Pruitt and being in the corporate world making six figures, you know. So I kept consistently doing that, making myself better, making myself knowledgeable of the business, and we just went from there and then just went all out blast travel parties. And from this day, that's what we tell people. We simply, we're about having fun. And I was always about having fun, James, and we always tell people that whenever we did meetings, we actually did shows, because when you show up, we show out. So when people did our travel mixers, as you call it, we blew it out. You know, when we did meetings in hotels, that's what we called a show. We blew it out. And we want to make sure that when they came to those events, they was excited to get there, not thinking it was a meeting. They have meetings on their job, James, and you know exactly how we put it down. We do certain things. We just, I would tell people, you got to get a little crazy, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, at least for us, we tell people that, Grant, people are going to call you crazy. They ought to think you're crazy for being in this business, okay? So let's not disappoint them, okay? Let's do just that, because every person who's successful, millionaires and billionaires, people think they're crazy anyway. And don't worry about the ones who necessarily may or may not make it. You know, say, well, I don't really know. I had somebody like that who tried that thing one time. It didn't work. My response to them is, well, everybody go to college don't graduate. they don't, you know. They're not saying that college is not a bad thing, but they don't graduate. So my thing is, what are you going to do, okay? I mean, it's amazing how people use those type of excuses. And with the economy the way it is now, I see it as a perfect opportunity. I've been so excited, James, with the way how things are going, and people saying the so-called recession. I said, what recession? Because it was cute 2 years ago to say, oh, that's right, James, I'm not really looking to do nothing. I got this good job. You know, it ain't cute to say that now. Right now, people are looking for something. And right now makes it time for the ones who really want it bad enough, that the opportunity, you start getting people into the business who really want to take a look at it. That's what we've been seeing. That's what we've been pushing. We've still been growing in the business, and don't worry about what the economy is doing. Like Coach said at the meeting, go out there and make it happen and build this business. And that's really what we've been doing, James, from the whole process. From there now, if we're pushing right now, close, literally tipping over into the level two status of the business and just now creating more leaders. We've created more Coach's Corner members in the last 90 days than we did of all of last year. And granted, during this alleged recession. Why? Because people are now looking for something now, okay? They're literally just looking for something. Anything at all, they can put $500, $1,000 in their pocket. We've just been just growing and growing and growing, just doubling up. And I'm making a lot of big things happen. And you guys are a big reason for that, James, for having this call every single morning, getting our team plugged in. That's one of the main things we've been utilizing for our team all around the country. And we didn't come from any background of anything special. I tell people that all the time. We were just regular individuals who came into the business and saw this opportunity. And what I would say to everybody on the call, don't look at yourself trying to be the James and Marcia, the Roland. You know, all you got to simply be is the individual who may find the person who wants it better than you. And that goes with the person who showed me this opportunity. Even Coach Toma didn't notice when we went to red carpet, James, but the gentleman who showed me his business is Dave Buchanan, okay? And I thank him every single day. I see him as a father figure, you know, because he saw a young man, 26 years old, and say, I see something great in you. You can be great doing this business. And when we finally took that leap to go ahead and do this business, and we went out there and finally started making things happen, Dave Buchanan is a penny shot. He won't even tell me. I think he's already there, but he's a penny shy of hitting director. But prior to that, James, he's been wearing the President's Sapphire ring since last year. And at the red carpet, I announced that my sponsor is here. He wears the President's Sapphire ring, showing he made over $100,000 in his business, and he's not a director yet. But we tell people about how powerful this 50% matching bonus is. I said, so if David Cash's 50% matches me, signifying that he made well over $100,000 in a 12-month calendar year, that would then say if he gets a 50% match of my income, that means I had to make what last year? And we're a great testimony going around the country. People see they're like, wow, you know, just on one person, a 50% match, he got a President Sapphire ring, absolutely. And because he blessed me, I was also able to bless his family and retire him. He does his business full-time, has been doing his business full-time now for quite a while, all because he decided to go out there and show that one person the opportunity who may or may not thought the person was going to do anything big, James, but when I finally got the hunger, I've been a beast ever since then, James. Just, I'm eating this business, and I breathe it, I sleep it. If you cut me, I bleed YTB. That's what I tell you, I bleed it. So for the ones who may be on the call, you need to consistently stop going down that just enough residence, that just enough community, you know, that mediocre boulevard, those I love my job neighbors, or maybe pulling up to that, this is all I think my family's worth residence, you know, because there's so many things out there for us to have. And all you got to simply do is have a clear, concise mental picture and get laser focused on it. That's all you got to do. You know, I know you heard that before, but you're going to always consistently hear it because there is no secret to what it is that we do, okay? We get up every day looking for somebody who's looking for us, and we actually, like I said, like you got to be a little crazy. And when I say crazy, I mean you got to be able to do the ridiculous to get the miraculous. It is normal to make $30,000 a year. It is abnormal to make that in a month. Okay, so if you love to be normal, hey, it's about 97% of the population that love being normal. The people who are abnormal, they enjoy the life of 30, 40, 50, or the six figures income a month. Okay, and if you're thinking that you're worth all that, then my thing is go out there and get it, James.
Well, you know, Roland, you're on this journey. I'm on this journey. Bass, you're on. We're all on the same journey, Bass, but I can tell you enjoy the journey. You enjoy the journey. I love what you said. You have to kind of let some of those friends go. I want to make sure everybody clarifies something here. You don't really let friends go. Friends are always your friends, but you limit your exposure to those people who don't have what you want to have. Think about it. If you want to catch a cold, hang around somebody with a cold. You'll catch the cold. If you want to catch wealth, if you want to catch the right attitude, if you want to catch the right mindset, hang around those bass. You just hung around and hung around. You wouldn't go away. I mean, you call me more than my wife called me. You were calling me and calling me and calling me and calling me. And then when you weren't calling me, you were calling me again. And Chance, can you do a three-way here? Can you do a three-way there? I got this guy in New York. I got this guy that's a football player. Chance, can you, like this guy, Bass, I love him. He just won't go away. I love that. Man, that's what it takes, Bass. That's what it takes. You want people to look past your age? There's so many people in this line that want people to look past their color and look past their age and look past what they look like and look past their weight. But the thing is, Bass, you always had it in you. You know, and people on this call, they always have it, already have it in them. You know, I heard what you said about Dave Buchanan. I think it's absolutely powerful. It's just living proof that when a person's making between $100,000 and $500,000 a year and they're not a director yet, what does that say about the director position? What does that say about finding the right person? You know, what we're doing, folks, is we're sorting through people. We're not selling them. We're sorting through people. Do you ever walk into a shoe store and look at the shoes and find a pair you like and try on three or four pairs and finally buy one pair and you leave the store with the pair you bought? Do you ever feel sad about the shoes you didn't get? So I feel so sad for those shoes. I didn't get them. No, we don't feel sad. So when you talk to many people, and you find one, don't feel sad about the ones that didn't see it. They're still coming. They're all coming. Bass, I just admire what you've been able to accomplish, Bass. I admire what you've been able to do. Roland, we've got Bass Brown on the phone here. You have any comments or questions or anything for Bass this morning?
Man, Jay, I'm just so excited. We got Bass Grant level 1.99999 National Director. You know what, Bass, man, as successful as you are right now, you're wearing the ring, you know. And I know you still deal with objections. People still tell you no. But you know what, Bass, I was with you one day, and you taught me how to deal with objections. You know, when people tell you no. You talk about the feel, found, felt method. Man, why don't you go ahead and share that nugget with those on the call this morning?
Yeah, well, the fear of loss, and there's many different tactics for the fear of loss, and I like to call it the FOL, you know, F-O-L, FOL, full of fear of loss. But I always tell people that hesitation never casts a check. So I would tell people you got to sit back and look at someone and say, okay, what is it that you're going to do? And whenever you're speaking to someone, there's many different things you can utilize, and the one I like using the most of, and some of you guys may have used the tactics, is the fear of loss of third party. I would call somebody up, but let's say if I knew James Pruitt, James and Marcia Pruitt, big time Fortune 100 company doing very well, and I knew Roland Latour, a very good friend. And I know Roland could be good for this business as well. I would call Roland up and say, hey, Roland, how you doing? This is Bad. Roland said, I'm doing great. Hey, man, this is Carlos. How you doing? I ain't got a lot of time, man, but real quickly, I'm trying to get James and Marcia's number. I can't seem to find it. Reason being, because I was able to come across some business partners who are building an executive expansion team. They're doing some big things around the country, called millions, in a billion-dollar company that they're in, but these are some millionaires doing some big, big things. And I told them, with the combination of James and Marcia Pruitt, if they can get this husband and wife couple on, that can really take us come to the next level. And I said, and I'm so excited, let me get James and Marcia's number. And I would stop. Now, for Roland sitting there, he was thinking, okay, what is it? Roland, right now, you're a busy man. I mean, before you just, you know, with the kids and just always busy. Right now, these guys are your time for people who got games, you know. I mean, they're looking for people who are some doers and shakers. And I told them, James and Marcia are the ones who can make it happen. Once again, I got the first three numbers. What are the last four digits again? Roland, can you give me that for me? Now, once again, Roland is a person who's always either looking for something or, once again, fear of loss. Roland's going to tell me, I'm not going to give you nothing until you tell me what it is. And they said, well, you know what? Since you put it that way, okay, I'm going to tell you about what it is. I'm going to give you some information to look at it. But understand, I really wasn't necessarily, whether you like it or not, understand I really was not looking for you, okay? But I'm still let you take a look at the information. And by the time we finish and you were done, just make sure you remember the last four digits of his phone number, okay? And great. And really, when it's all said and done, I really did want Roland. But I had to find a way to try to get to Roland without making him, I'm directly calling him like anybody else, saying, hey, how you doing? You got some free time? Hey, I need to take a look at this information. So I've always used that FOL, the F-O-L method. And you know, until this day, I still do it whenever I call people up. And when I tell you, it really never fails. You know, I'm only really a real experienced networker. We understand what you're doing in that process, but majority of the time when you call up individual and say, hey, how you doing? I'm trying to find Roland. Hey, man, I came across something, man. Woo! If he got a hold of this here, oh, man, this, the way the economy going, it'll be a thing in the past. What's Roland's number? And they be like, what is it? You know, like, you busy. I mean, it's amazing, but I've always used that Roland. And like I said, kind of going more into that as well, because I know I have him on the line. It would be not right of me to kind of introduce him so people can hear his voice. I do have the individual on the line who did show his business. He know we use that opportunity around the country. Dave Buchanan, are you on the line?
I'm here, Bass.
Okay, good morning, y'all. This is Dave Buchanan, the gentleman that showed me the business. I kind of got him on so you guys can hear the voice of a gentleman who blessed me with this opportunity. And I want to, once again, as always, thank you every single day for showing me this opportunity. I know, once again, with the time, just kind of have about introduce yourself, Dave Buchanan, who's pretty much right there at the directorship of living a great life right now. We're in the present Sapphire Ring.
Absolutely. And good morning, James and Roland and Marcia. And thanks for having me on the call as well as Bass. As you heard, Mr. Bass Grant, a very fiery individual who is definitely doing great things in this company and in this business. And without Bass and without the going out and finding and searching for those nuggets, as James would always say, none of this would really be possible. But my story, real quick, was, you know, I was in the soft drink industry for 18 years, telecommunications. I did several different things, folks, and this company, YTB, has definitely set myself and my family free, all because of people like James and Marcia and Roland and Craig Sweets and Bass Grant, and just being able to be around those individuals and soak up those nuggets and that knowledge has really set us apart. So pay attention to what they say. Be a student of the game. Be like the Karate Kid. Wax on, wax off. Whatever they tell you to do, do it. Back to you, Bass.
Awesome. Once again, and like I said, it's really a similar process, and you hear it every single week. Like we tell people, Roland and James, we tell everybody the same thing, that there is no secret. You know, I mean, all you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. Famous quote from Art Williams. And like I said, that's just one of the things I utilize, Roland, when I come to people using that fear loss. I always build up excitement. I tell people, you got to treat it like a movie trailer. Okay, I've always been about the show. So when you present something to someone, do it like a movie trailer, enticing withdrawal. You know, you go to the movies, and I know me, when I go to the movies, I mean, if I miss the movie trailer, I'm going to the next show, you know, because the movie trailer gets you hyped. So I come to people and say, hey, man, you know, you got to take a look at this information. I got to get in front of you about some information. And I build it up very high, but I do it in a very short period of time, leaving them wanting more. That's the whole point of the movie trailer. And I tell people, present your business the same way. You know, when I was talking about my sandal trip, I was like, man, you won't believe it. I was able to go to Phenomenal Resort in Jamaica for like a week, and I'll pay us $400, and I'll walk away. They're like, $400, you know? Well, tell me more about it. I ain't got time right now. I left enough on his tongue or him or her to say, tell me more. So I was always good at the entice and withdraw, because our business is travel. Utilize the one thing that they do all day on TV when they show travel. When you're sitting down there from a day being beat down, and all of a sudden a commercial comes on showing people jet skiing with water you see at the bottom, sitting down drinking foo-foo drinks, and they're saying, wow, wouldn't you love to be here? You know, sandals. And they go off. You're like, ooh, oh, my God, we got to go there, you know. They did just enough to entice and withdraw, and I utilize the same methods every time I've been there, because, once again, you got to have fun doing what you're doing. And with that also as well, James, and I know you kind of want me to kind of mention this as well, with that being fun, we wanted to also do something special for everybody at the convention this year. You know, every year everybody get excited, and they're ready to rock and roll come Saturday night. Well, we were looking to do something big, and we was able to get a hold of some of our team leaders who are right there in the St. Louis area, and we're putting on a big-time YTB after party Saturday night in downtown St. Louis. We have a star-studded event. Got a band coming out who pretty much seven player band who are doing wardrobe changes, and I think Dave, I think you actually have that information for the group, but we're gonna be doing this event from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock on Saturday night, and from 10 o'clock to literally 1 o'clock in the morning, we have the number one DJ in St. Louis coming out as well to spin the records and have people have a lot of fun. Dave, do you have that information on who these guys are, what exactly this band does?
Absolutely. Real quick, the name of the band is called LLC, and They've opened up for numerous artists like Ron Isley and the Isley Brothers, Gerald Levert, Boys to Men, Midnight Star, a lot of them in the St. Louis area. Phenomenal band. You can go and check them out online. But again, that event, that concert, that's what we're talking about, folks. We're talking about a concert. It's going to be at the Robert Orpheum Theater, which is right across from the America Center. That address is 416 North 9th Street in St. Louis. Tickets, $15 in advance, $20 at the door. You can go to paypal.com, put in the email address, showmetravel@yahoo.com. You can order your tickets through there. One of the contact numbers is Roshonda Coleman. Roshonda Coleman. That phone number is area code 314-363-4457. Again, area code 314-363-4457. Roshonda Coleman for some ticket information. Folks, the St. Louis team has really put this thing together. They've been working on this for since the last convention, and they've done a phenomenal job, so we definitely want to give them their props. But, folks, be at this event because it is going to be on fire.
Well, let me tell you guys something. Now, when you go and bite in a jet set, a concert, I'm just telling you, we know how to celebrate. We know how to have a good time. We know how to carry ourselves. We know walking in there with our pockets fat and our spirits full and our smiles on, we know how, Bass, you know firsthand, don't you?
Firsthand,
we know how to celebrate here in the Jet Set. Bass, I'm so glad y'all put that together. I want you to come back and talk about that just a moment. Before we go, this call is going to run a little bit long because I want to talk about this. Bass, you're teaching a class at YTV University this year. You taught a class at YTV University last year. Talk about the class you taught last year. Generally sum it up what that was about, and then talk about the class you're doing this year, and then we'll come back to this incredible concert you all are doing. But then talk a little bit about the YTV University class last year and how it associates with the class this year.
You got it. Last year, for the ones who knew, we came out with the play format training. We did the YTV Road to Success rendition of The Wizard of Oz, and in that thing we did last year, but a lot of people came out. We pretty much did a play format of you walking down your road to success, and you're meeting certain individuals down that road. Where you meet the Scarecrow, which is has no brain, the Tin Man has no heart, you know, the Lion who has no courage, and then you also get to the next level, which is you will see the Wizard. And as we went through this play format of it, it's very, very exciting. It's totally different. We summed it up at the end, saying that those characters are all in your mind. Because you got to get the technical know-how in the business. You got to have the heart for the business. You definitely need the courage. And when you finally get to that plateau and you think, okay, I think I've arrived, you realize even once you get to the Wizard or to that next level, the Wizard tells you, look, you've always had it all along. You know, it was never nothing special. All you had to do was dig deep inside and pull that individual out, and you'll become that great person, you know. And we have to definitely follow up again this year, James, with the YTV Jeopardy game show that we're going to be putting in play as well. Star-studded, we'll have a host on stage, the three contestants. You know, as always, we like to have a party and have fun and doing the same thing as well, having a fun-filled format, captivating, fun show where you're sitting there and people are training, watching as we're going through the categories, picking out, answering the questions like your typical Jeopardy game show, but a very fun-filled atmosphere. It's the only way we know how to do it because we like to have fun. And each year we like to better ourselves and to do certain things a little bit different. And we've always expressed that even in our business and things we've done, James, that when you do something, take it to the next level. You know, nothing wrong with doing the training, but take it to the next level and do something a little bit more. Make people say, ooh, ah. And that's for this year. If you're not registered for that as well, the YTV Jeopardy game show, the Road to Success series, what we're putting on. If you haven't been registered yet, you definitely want to get out there as well. We would not disappoint you at all. It's going to be fun-filled pack, and it's going to be so exciting. We got some things that we put in place, James, that I think even Lord never say, wow, that was truly incredible. And they did all that within an hour's time, James.
Well, you know, I want to go ahead and wager $1,000, and my question is, who is Bass Grant? Is that how the game is played? Who is that? That's a Jeopardy format.
Bass Grant is an individual who pretty much, when he came into this planet, and my full name is Bass Majan Vawai Lamar Grant. And for the ones who don't know, my name means Little Man Savior, the Great One. And out of all my brothers and sisters, I was the only one given that name. So some people may or may not be, some people may be destined for greatness. And the reason I like helping people, it may be already blessed upon me to do so with that name, Little Man Savior. You know, like it's amazing. Of all the children and all my brothers and sisters, I was the only one given that name for my father, Swahili French. You know, I just, he said it just came to him. And pretty much that's who Bass is. I mean, it was already destined upon me from birth, you know, to pretty much help people. It was put upon me. So when I tell people, you know, I say, I don't know exactly why I am this way, you know, I know exactly why I am this way because, once again, some people are put on this planet to help people, and that's what I do. I think of people first, not necessarily me. I think, James, you said it, if you help somebody else pay their bills, your bills go away.
Well, you know, Roland, I think it's now on and popping. The Jet Set has been invited to this incredible concert after the monumental national event, and boy, we're looking for. I've seen this band before. These guys are incredible. They sound just like, oh my God, they were. Coach hired them originally at the director's dinner a few conventions ago. They were incredible. They were all white. These cats were like the bomb. It was really, really good. We really look forward. I'm so glad you all put this together, man. We're going to turn the sucker out. Can I say that? I guess I did.
Yeah,
you know, Roland, our time has gotten away. Roland, I want to pass the baton over to you, Roland. Here we stand, Roland, on hump day. And we got the call tonight. How many people are going to get 3 or 4 people on the call tonight? How many are going to get some of your power commuters on the call tonight? Well, it's all about exposure, exposing your business. Let the world know. Stand at the mountaintop. Shout. It's your job to spread the good news. But ladies and gentlemen, without a vision, our people perish. Roland, I'm going to turn the call over to you to close out like you do each and every morning. Take it away, Roland.
Well, James, man, here I am thinking, man, I carry my cape now. I got to pull my cape back up, you know, to be this Jet Set, you know, after party. Well, you know what, man, I'm excited. But, you know, I'm going to let Bass Grant, you know, close with some closing remarks the way he always closes, you know, whenever he leaves a venue, Bass. So go ahead and close it. This call the way you know how to.
Oh, you definitely, once again, I do appreciate it. Once again, if everybody on the call, you got to get to the convention no matter what it takes. I mean, if you got to schedule for an appointment in the hospital for an operation, schedule a sucker for 2 weeks from now. You got to be at a convention. And I would say that if everybody's on a call, that if you journey down this road to success, there will be many obstacles and things in your path, okay? But understand, the road to success is not always going to be straight, okay? You're going to have curves called distractions. You're going to have loopholes called confusion. You're going to have red lights called enemies, and you're going to have caution lights called family. You're even going to have a flat tire called a job, but if you have a spare tire called determination, an engine called perseverance, and a driver named Jesus, you'll make it to that place called success. Thank you very much, James. I see you pulling and rolling, and we see you guys at the tip mountaintop.
All right. Hey, another exciting morning on the Jet Set Morning Call. And, hey, they just be giving it up every morning, just be giving it up. I mean, you know, hey, here. Person that brought him in is not a director and made over $100,000 a year because of the 50% match that he got on this guy, Bass Grant. See, folks, you know, as I be telling people, you just don't know if you don't know that this is an awesome, awesome opportunity. You know, that's why it's important when you sponsor people in this business, to, you know, to give them your all, because you might not sponsor a lot of people, but you just might sponsor a few people. And your 50% match on them, you know, will carry you very, very, very far. We're down to like 2 minutes left for us to critique this morning. I want to bring up my co-host, Monticello Mitchell. Monty, hey, you there?
Tyler, I'm here.
Man, is this company awesome?
Man, it's awesome. I tell you what, the young brother was very exciting, very excited. And like you say, the guy that brought him on is making the kind of money that he's making because he went out and found a go-getter. And as a result of that, see, that's one of the nuggets in our pay system, in our pay plan, compensation plan. That 50% match is designed to do exactly what it did for the guy that brought my man on. Now, he's getting paid because he brought on a guy that was red hot, and so that's what the business is all about, Sakawa. I mean, everybody's not going to be a director, but everybody can get paid.
Yeah. Hey, everybody can get paid. Everybody can get paid. Yeah. And folks, you know, to get the 50% match, all you do is you sponsor 3 people. That's it. That's it. You know, we got one lady. She sponsored 4 people in this business, 3 people in her first team, 1 person in her power team. And, hey, she's making over $100,000 a year, and she only brought in 4 people in the business. So, people, you don't have to bring, you know, like some of these other things people say, you know, people make $100,000 a year, and they had to bring in 2,000 people. Well, it don't work like that in YTV. We're down to 30 seconds left. I want to get a comment from Pam this morning before we wrap up. Pam, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. I love the way he said Jesus was his driver. That was good. Yeah. That really sparked me up, you know, as far as saying that about Jesus. Because I know he's my driver. But like you said, everybody, you know, come in with that faith and believe that they can do it. You can do anything. Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, we got to wrap up. Hey, y'all get out there and make some exposures today and get some people to look at your site. Take care, and everybody listening, God bless you.
Okay, God bless.